Come, let us sing to Adonai, let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let all creation praise the greatness of Adonai. Let the universe extol the glory of God. Creator of this dawning day, creation finds its rest in you. Though all must change and taste decay, you touch our hearts and they are new. We bless you, Abba, for this earth, for all the wonder it retains. Though we may spurn you in our sin, your selfless gift of love remains. Touched by this gift, may mind and heart your praise throughout the world proclaim, and may this love deep in our hearts set others blazing with its flame. The seventh day, this day of rest, you call us to rehearse your reign, to cease from work and with delight, to reverence all that you sustain. Most blessed Trinity of love, for whom the human heart was made, to you be praise in ceaseless song, on this our Sabbath blessed day. Amen. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. You angels and all powers of Adonai, O heavens and all waters above the heavens, sun and moon and stars of the sky, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. Every shower of rain and fall of dew, all winds and fire and heat, winter and summer, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O chill and cold, drops of dew and flakes of snow, frost and cold, ice and sleet, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O Mother Earth, O mountains and hills and valleys, all that grows upon the earth, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O springs of water, seas and streams, O whales and all that move in the waters, all birds of the air, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O beasts of the wild, and all you flocks and herds, all women and men everywhere, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. Let us glorify the One and the Word and exalt the Holy Breath. In the firmament of God's power and love, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. My heart is moved with compassion for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way." His disciples answered him, "Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place?" Still, Jesus asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They replied, 7. He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then, taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute, and they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He said the blessing over them and ordered them distributed also. All of them ate and were satisfied. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The eyes of all creatures look to you, O Adonai, and you give them their food in due season. The eyes of all creatures look to you, O Adonai, and you give them their food in due season. You open wide your hand and grant the desires of all who live, and you give them their food in due season. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of life. The eyes of all creatures look to you, O Adonai, and you give them their food in due season. "Make the people sit down," said Jesus. And when he gave thanks and praise, everyone had enough to eat. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Make the people sit down, said Jesus. And when he gave thanks and praise, everyone had enough to eat. Alleluia.
You created all things and found everything you made to be very good. Help us to live as your image, loving and caring for all of creation. You gave us the Sabbath day to rehearse your reign. May we cease from work and reverence all that you sustain. You sent your disciples to extend your healing touch and good news to the whole world. May we be freed to reach out to all who suffer and lack hope for the future.
You open wide your hand and satisfy the desires of all living things. May we share all that we have been given, so that all people and all creatures may flourish.
You invited your followers to join you in a quiet place for prayer. May we stop the frenzy of our lives and sit with you each day. Create new hearts in us, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. You call your martyr Valentine and the missionary brothers Cyril and Methodius to use their considerable gifts in serving the spread of the good news. May we be inspired by their legends and examples to work with people from every nation, language, and culture to join in building your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where you live and love one God forever and ever. Amen.
May the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.